Hi, this is Lawrence, licensed agent with Medicare on a recorded line. Did you want to go over your 2026 Medicare plans and see what's new for you this year?
Oh, yes, I would.
Okay, great. Can I just please start with your zip code?
61401.
All right, one second there. 61401. All right, one second. It looks like we are in the city of Galesburg, Illinois.
Correct.
Okay, great. All right, let me just read this really quick here, and then we'll jump right into it. Before we begin, Medicare requires to let you know that we do not offer every plan in your area. We currently represent 4 organizations which offer 28 products in your area. You can always contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE for all available options. And before we continue, if we get disconnected from this phone call, do you give us permission to call you back?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, so let's get into it. And again, my name is Lawrence, okay, just so you have my name there. All right, so let's see if we can help you out today. My first question for you is, do you make your own health care decisions, or does a family member or social worker help you with that?
No, I make my own. I'm independent. I have COPD.
Okay, that's good to get, make your own decision. Are you currently in a nursing home or a long-term care facility?
No.
No, okay. And I'm also going to be reviewing some of your medications as well. I don't need them at the moment, but do you have access to your medication bottles handy?
Well, not exactly handy. I have a lot of them.
Okay, that's fine.
I get all my drugs through the VA.
Through the VA, okay. All right. And my last question for you is, do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you?
I can get it.
Yeah, I just need your Medicare number. That way, I can find you in the system to see what you qualify for today.
I see. Hang on.
No problem. Take your time. Hello, ma'am? Hello?
Yeah.
If you're having trouble finding your car, I can look it up manually.
That's probably a good plan. I have a good health, welfare.
Yeah, red, white, and blue car. If you don't have it, like I said, I can find it manually.
Yeah, that's probably a better idea.
Okay. Yeah, let's just start with your first name, and then we can start to see if I can find it in the system here. What's your first name?
K-A-R-L.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that for me?
K-A-R-L.
It sounded like you said Carol. Did you say Carol?
No, Carl. A-A-R-L.
Got it. Last name?
German. Schneider. It's all German.
Got it. All German. Okay. And then can I get your date of birth?
5/7/1947.
19, you said December. I'm sorry. You're going a little too fast, Mary. I want to make sure I get this correctly.
5/11/1947.
Thank you for that. I apologize. May 11,
no problem.
Thanks for your patience, too. I do appreciate that. 1947. So one day before my sister's birthday, 1947. Okay. And then lastly, what's your social?
331445605.
Got it. Okay. Let's see. And I can actually give you your, once I pull that up, I can give you your Medicare number if you want it for your records. Your choice there. Just want to have it somewhere for you. All right. Let's see. Here. Come on. I'm sorry, can you spell your first name for me one more time?
Carl. A-R-L.
And then last name's just German, G-E-R-M-A-N.
S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R.
Carl Schneider. Okay, I'm sorry. You were saying it's German. I thought you meant like it's a German last name. Okay, I'm so sorry. Sometimes the connection is a little better. Carl Schneider, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. I do apologize. I'm so sorry.
No problem.
Okay. Correct?
3. I know you're confusing me. I think it's 311, yeah.
311, okay. Yeah, it's not going through, Mr. Schneider. S-C-H-E-I-N-D-E-R, first name Carl, K-A-R-L.
S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R.
Yeah, that's what I have, S-C-H. Oh, you know what, you're right, I apologize. Schneider.
No problem. I hate doing this over the phone because it's just really hard.
Yeah, and you're being very patient with me, and I definitely do appreciate that.
Yeah.
Sorry, just want to make sure. Yeah, we gotta get the correct information in here. I found you. Okay, I'm so sorry, Mr. Schneider. Okay, so I do have you, Carl Schneider. Yeah, 511-1947, and then I have your address as 1351 West Carl Sandburg Drive, Apartment 304 in Galesburg, Illinois.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for your patience. I do appreciate it. Okay, so let's see what we can help you out with today. What was one of the reasons why you reached out today?
I'm just making sure I'm getting all my benefits.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, let's see here. Okay, let me just pull up what you have. And as far as all your benefits, what are you currently enrolled in? For your Medicare plan.
I have Aetna, HMO.
Okay, I see. Yeah, because right now it looks like you're currently in a Humana plan, but it looks like you have something that's starting next month. Let me pull that one up here. It looks like that is an Aetna HMO, correct? I do see that here. Okay, well, let's see if we can add some more benefits to everything and see if, you know, how much you take full advantage of everything that's available to you here, okay? So let me just get my site pulled up. And while I'm looking that up, Mr. Schneider, as far as your doc, because we want to make sure, we want to put more money in your pocket, of course, but we also want to make sure all your health needs are met. As far as your doctors, how often are you going to the doctors? Do you go quite often?
I only use my VA doctor, I see him, every 4 months.
Okay. Okay, so once a quarter maybe, or, once every few months. Okay, that's good. How about this, Ms. Snyder? Do you have any upcoming procedures or surgeries, anything major that's scheduled out?
Nothing major, no.
Okay, that's good to hear. In the last year, have you been hospitalized or taken to the ER?
No.
No. Okay, I'm glad to hear that. And how about our dental? Do we have any dental work that needs to be done?
I like to get implants, but finding the right.
Yeah, Yeah, absolutely. Well, let me pull up what you have, because like I said, what I want to do, Mr. Schneider, what we want to try to do or accomplish here is obviously put some more money in your pocket. That's a priority, but we also need to make sure all of it kind of lines up. And I'm going to pull what you have right now to see exactly what your benefits look like and see if we can get you some extra benefits on top of all that, okay?
Sure.
All right, so... Yeah, you're in a Humana plan, but you're going to be moving to this Aetna plan starting next month.
Yeah.
Are you aware of that? You have an Aetna plan that you're going to be starting next month? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I changed because for the same reason I'm calling you today, because I got better benefits going on if I changed.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm looking at right now. Because what you currently have, or what like I said, we're kind of getting to the end of our Humana plan, and we'd be having this Aetna plan come in starting in next week. This month.
Yeah.
So next week. Just looking at what you have as far as dental. Yeah, you have comprehensive dental coverage. You do have you do get back OTC. So OTC, you might have heard the word OTC. That's over the counter or flex card.
Yeah,
flex cards, grocery cards. They all kind of do the same thing. But you get a $225 monthly allowance when you start this Aetna plan. So I'm just going to see if there's anything else I'm going to see if there's anything else available for you on top of that, or just something that we can get that's just more than what's available, because, you know, I do have all the access to all the different plans. But give me 1 second here. Okay. Are you currently in this? Oh, no. Do you have a decent plan? How about our, besides, you know, things like dental, what about our vision? Do we wear prescriptions? Do we need updates on our prescriptions?
Yeah, I do require glasses, and I think it's a, I'm sitting pretty good for that.
Okay.
As far as benefits.
How about our vision? I'm sorry, our vision. Our hearing. Do we wear hearing aids? Do we need hearing aids?
No, thank God, I'm. I have my vision on top of that, so my hearing has been fortunate.
I think I do. you've been. You can hear better than me. I made you repeat your name like 5 times, so maybe I need to check into that. So, no, I'm glad to hear that you're good on the hearing. All right, and how about transportation? Are you still driving yourself around? Do you have family that helps you with that? How are you getting around town?
Yeah, I have a Toyota, which is very dependable.
Okay, so I'm just kind of looking at what's available for you, and I do see, like I said, I do see this Humana plan that you are currently in, and then I'm seeing this Aetna plan that you're going to be in. And if I'm just kind of looking at, you know, if I'm just kind of looking at them like next to each other, this Aetna plan is going to be a better plan for you. As far as your dental, yeah, you do get all that coverage as well. I don't see anything, Mr. Schneider, that's going to get you more than what you already are going to be receiving with the $225 allowance. Because with the plan that you are on current, or the one, you know, Humana plan, which you're obviously going to be ending soon, yeah, you don't have any OTC that was on here that I can see, but you are going to be getting it with the Aetna plan starting next month.
Right.
Yeah.
Again, I checked all this previously, and that's why I did what I did, to make sure I'm getting my best benefits. So I'm happy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And if there was something better in here for you, I would let you know, because we do have access. Because we work with, you know, we work with all these carriers, Aetna, Humana. So, but yeah, just based off of your situation, Schneider, you definitely are in the best possible plan for you at the moment. So you can always reach out at any time. You know, always check in to see if there's anything else. I mean, these things kind of move quite quickly. So if there's any more available, you know, feel free to reach out and we see if we can find some more you know, extra benefits for you. Okay.
Well, the only question I might have is. Free internet.
Let me see, because sometimes these plans cover utilities, and that would be considered a utility bill. 1 second here. I don't see anything for internet. Hold on. Let me not speak too soon here. Now, this OTC does cover utilities. So when you receive your packet or your card, I would call and see if that you can help with this OTC to help pay for some of your things like internet service or, you know, any other bills that you might have. So, you know, it doesn't hurt to call and find out, but it does cover certain utilities. So that might be an option for you, okay?
Yeah, thanks for the tip.
Yeah, absolutely. But other than that, Mr. Schneider, it looks like you're all set.
Right. Checking to make sure I'm not missing out. So thanks for your help.
No. Take full advantage. That's what they're there for. You're supposed to, I want you to use them all up. Use as much as you can. Definitely do that, okay?
Okay.
All right. I appreciate your time and patience. You have a great rest of the day.
And thank you.